Over 270,000 refugees, mainly women and children, have fled to the Czech Republic as a result of the ongoing Russian war on Ukraine. To help them find their way around a new country, a group of IT experts have created a community map showing all the important places and services the refugees might find useful in Czechia. I discussed the U-Map with its marketing coordinator Tereza Vajsová from the platform Česko Digital.
Digital or Česko Digital, we are focused on helping through the IT. So we joined forces with Mapotic, not for the first time, it was our second time. And since the Ukrainian-Russian conflict started to escalate, we started to research the topics and possibilities how we could help people leaving Ukraine to help them to find their new homes and places. So we found and considered several projects that emerged in two maps. One of them is UMAPA or UMAPA, and the second one was the map that is monitoring the border crossings that help from the first steps Ukrainian people are leaving their homes.
So what kind of information can be found on the UMAP, and who provides you with all the data?
UMAPA is a long-term project, so we are helping through that to facilitate the integration of people coming from Ukraine, to help them discover their new home quickly and more comfortably. So we decided to focus on places, institutions and services that offer mainly help in long term. So we are integrating data and services from places and institutions like doctors, legal and psychological help, kindergartens, accepting Ukrainian-speaking children, and users can easily filter by specific services or places what they are looking for. We are not focused on short-term things like accommodation and these things, and the aim of the map is to integrate the people as easily as possible and make them feel comfortable and welcome. You can also suggest new places as a user, or you can also add new places if you offer the help. Via the website, institutions and services can easily add and pin their address and services. They can add also information like opening hours, languages, etc.
So in order to use the map, you need either a smartphone or a computer?
Yeah, that's right.
And I understand the map is available in Ukrainian.
Yeah, it is now available in Ukrainian, Czech and English. We are also working on other languages. And now it works for territory of the Czech Republic, Slovakia and Poland. And we are working on extensions to other countries because we have many volunteering communities in other countries that want to connect, that want to also provide their institutions and data. So we are connecting tens of the places every day in different countries and regions.
So here in the Czech Republic, how many places and institutions does the map contain so far?
I think that in the Czech Republic it should be around 1,500.
Tereza Vajsová from the platform Česko Digital talking about the newly released UMAP helping Ukrainian refugees in the Czech Republic.